The police will minimise their presence at Ihumātao and have promised that there won't be a repeat of Monday night when a tense standoff ensued with protesters. It's been just over 2 weeks since occupiers opposing a new housing development at the South Auckland site were served an eviction notice. County's Manukau District Commander Jill Rogers told RNZ this week that police had been told directly by protest organisers of their intention to breach protest lines on Monday, and therefore they increased their numbers. But after meetings with the police deputy commissioner and protesters, they now say it was a miscommunication that they don't want to happen again. Marnie Dunlop has more.
Tensions boiled over when police arrived on Monday night to block occupiers from moving further down Ihumātao Quarry Road. Police increased their numbers because they say they were told by organisers they planned to push past the cordon and reoccupy the land. Barta Soul representative Stephanie Tuffer said that was a huge miscommunication.
On the Monday evening, the communication came out that police thought that we intended to go and occupy Kaitiaki Village. That was never our intention. We didn't have any actions. I think some of you might have been here on that evening that we were doing that. We were actually hunkering down to cook dinner. It was really unexpected, but we've decided to move forward from that because we've agreed that we don't want that to happen again.
Wally Haumaha was welcomed onto Ihumātao on Tuesday night in an attempt to rebuild the trust between police and protesters. And after closed-door hui with protesters, he finally addressed media today, saying they will reduce numbers of police on the whenua and assign an officer to work alongside organisers.
We've got to a point now where we can minimise the police presence on this whenua and just maintain a small number around the health and safety for everyone. We've arrived at a good point to prevent any miscommunication that may have occurred in the past. And so to avoid that, we have appointed somebody to come along and sit alongside of our people, the organisers that are here, and we will continue to work together along those lines.
Wally Haumaha couldn't specify the exact numbers they would be reduced to. He also wouldn't address allegations that Soul organiser Pania Newton was pushed on Monday night, but says he has spoken to her and he wants to move forward. On Tuesday, protesters at the site felt the trust had been broken with the police, but Mana Whenua representative Haki Wilson says he believes after these face-to-face meetings, it's been restored.
Yes, I think so. I think it's been restored because, like Wally said, it's better to come kanohi ki te kanohi, kōrero I ngā kōrero, to make things better and to make things right for both parties. So I think, yeah, it's good.
Mr Wilson says he is certain that protesters will stick to the peaceful kaupapa.
We have been reinforcing our manaakitanga, make sure our tauterangi Māori, our rongo is within our campus, and that's our tikanga.
Seoul representative Stephanie Tuffer says they want to ensure they work well together with the police for all who stay and visit the land.
Moving from a position of them being here as enforcers, being here as part of the safety plan that we have, so how they'll be here will be our collaboration together on moving from what it has been to let's work for the safety.
Meanwhile, today, Ihumātao has hosted a range of groups, including tangata whenua from Hawaii, prominent lawyer Annette Sykes, and more than 100 Māori nurses. For Checkpoint, Kumani Dunlop, TNA.